The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the sixth day in the octave of Christmas. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today's gospel from Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 40, is a continuation of the account from yesterday's reading, which recounted the presentation of the Lord in the temple. The last details of that event, as preserved by St. Luke, involve another holy figure, like Simeon, the prophetess Anna. St. Luke writes, "There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem." Anna's testimony reinforces that of Simeon. Together, these two holy figures represent the nation of Israel, which has waited many centuries for the advent of their Messiah. They proclaim Jesus' messianic identity and encourage others to accept him as such. Anna's words are in many ways the capstone of the witness given to Christ at his birth. First, the shepherds, enlightened by the angels, seek the Christ child and go to worship him. Then the Magi appear from foreign lands, bearing gifts and giving Jesus homage. Finally, these two, Simeon and Anna, give prophetic witness to the Messiah's appearance. It's interesting that St. Luke doesn't relate Anna's testimony in any detail. All he says is that she spoke about the child, directing her remarks to those who are living with messianic expectations. Apparently, no more details were necessary. It's the gospel itself that will provide what we need to know as the public life and ministry of Christ unfolds in its pages. Yet, more waiting would be necessary. It would be another 30 years or so before the words of Simeon and Anna would find fulfillment. We have to wonder whether or not any of those who were alive to hear the words of these holy people were still living when Jesus began to preach and to teach. Imagine if you were, and they might have recalled the words of these holy witnesses. Waiting with expectation is one of the constant themes of the Scriptures. Throughout salvation history, God makes promises, but they're often not fulfilled right away. Instead, they unfold according to a different itinerary, often against human expectations. But we know that God always comes at the right moment to save us. He intervened in Abraham's life at the right moment. He made a covenant with David at the right moment. Jesus was conceived at the right moment, began his public life at the right moment, and underwent his sacred passion at just the right moment. God always knows the right time to intervene in our lives. Our part is to be ready. Like the wise bridesmaids of the parable in Matthew 25, so that our entire life becomes a continuous act of hopeful expectation. But our waiting isn't the equivalent of just sitting around, hoping that things will happen. Instead, we take care of our human responsibilities, our families, our work, our study. We commend ourselves to God each day in prayer, in petition, adoration, thanksgiving, and contrition. And we try to live virtuously, especially through the practice of charity. Above all, we set our hearts on the things of God so that he can bring to fruition all of our holy hopes and desires. God bless you and Merry Christmas.